Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Perfect by Molly Moore, read by Leo Di Luca. Please, please. Her begging is so pretty. But it takes time to really get her to that place where it is consuming her. At first her words are almost just that, words. Tripping off her tongue in an all too casual manner. There's no guts to them yet. That will only come when she is finally teetering on the brink of collapse. I trail my fingers up over her cunt, starting below her hole and climbing slowly but firmly up through her wetness, seeking out her firm little clit with my now sticky fingers. She curls her spine into the bed in an attempt to push her hot little pussy up into my hand. At first I let her have her way, but then when she groans with delight at my touch, I retreat. My fingers dance and brush against her outer lips until she groans again, but this time it is not delight, but frustration. Her hips twist and thrash as she tries again and again to coax my hand and fingers into her need, but this is not a game she gets to control. Where would be the fun in that? I want her to ache and throb and cry and beg for what she needs. Where twisting and turning have been forgotten, where the need is so great that if I untied her wrists, her own hand would fly down to her clit with a few expert rubs of her middle finger, finally release her from this long, torturous weight. Needless to say, I won't be doing that. It will be me who finally sets her free to be consumed by her own body's desperate climax. But not just yet. As I let my fingers slide back into her heat, her angry growls turn once again to soft sighs, which, when I push into her cunt, almost sound like a purr. She pushes her hips up again, but not in that desperate, needy way, but to find and match my touch, welcoming and accepting it. Her body starts to relax into the moment again as it feeds on my touch, gathering what it needs to fulfill her. I let her have it, stroking my finger slowly in and out of her in a way that I know she loves. I can feel the muscles inside her tightening and releasing. With my other hand, I make a slow, steady path from the inside of her thigh to the delicate, soft skin in the crease between her leg and cunt. She twitches in response to my delicate touch. Finally, I let my fingers stray across her clit again. This time, her body responds with a jerk as the muscles in the pit of her stomach and inside her cunt all tighten at the same time. She groans. I know that sound so very well. My body knows that sound, too. My cock hardens. She thinks she has me now. My earlier teasing is completely forgotten. Her caution at my intentions cast aside as she lets her body go, giving it over to my touch. She is twisted tight, ready for release and yet relaxed at the same time. I watch her closely. Timing is everything now. If she senses my reluctance, she will claw back control of her need. Just enough to deprive me of her desperation. She knows how to play the game, too. So I continue, letting her slip deeper and deeper into her body, so that all that she is her cunt and my fingers, twisted up together in a mounting pleasure that will soon engulf her, and then, just as I can feel her body balancing on that delicate edge, I will stop. Her eyes fly open. I can see the confusion as her brain is slow to register what is happening. But then they settle on me, and I know this time that I have got exactly what I wanted. Her mouth opens, and a little panting breath, she starts to really properly beg. The look in her eyes and the pleading lust in her voice are too much for me to resist any longer. Unzipping my pants, I discard them quickly and climb onto the bed. Kneeling between her splayed thighs, I take my cock into my hand and stroke it as I admire the beauty of her cunt that glistened with her juices and looks red and puffy. "I am going to fuck you now," I tell her. "While you are like this, hot and desperate and tight and needy," she groans again. It is all the invitation that I need. I lean over her and guide myself into her cunt. I can feel her tightening around me. Such a greedy little bitch. But I know her body as well as, if not better than she does. And despite the fact that I can feel her trying to find that release, I know that without me or her touching her clit, it will elude her, dancing just nearby but forever out of reach. Her cunt is mine, to plunder for as long as I desire, and while I do, she will continue to give me what I want. "Beg, pretty bitch, beg," I whisper into her ear. She gives me exactly what I need. My orgasm forces my hips forward and I bury my cock as deep inside her as I can. She mews beneath me, a helpless little noise that I adore. Sitting back on the edge of the bed, I admire my handiwork. She looks so beautiful like this, raw and exposed. By taking her here and leaving her wanting, I have created a need that consumes her. She has no boundaries left, no anger, no ability to escape. She is just stuck here, throbbing and aching, a bundle of desperation, mine to feast on until I am fully sated. Just that thought has my cock growing hard again. Reaching down, I untie her legs and then her wrists. She is compliant now, but I know if I wait too long, she will gradually start to fight her way back to the surface of her lust. And so, flipping her over onto her belly, I bind her wrists back into place. She is face down on the bed, and I chuckle as I watch her trying to grind her hips into the covers, searching for something, anything, to touch her just where she needs it. Sometimes begging is not just about words. Sometimes watching her like this, frantically grinding and twisting, is a very special form of begging. She is, right now, just a bitch in heat, who would rub up against anything or allow anyone to touch her, just to get what she craves. Sadly for her, though, there is, on this occasion, no one else, and I am not ready to let her go just yet. Soon, but not right now. The cool of the lube running down over her ass halts her constant moving, and I can see her skin dance across her back as a shiver runs up her spine. "We are so close now," I tell her, as my fingers spread the moisture around the opening of her ass. "It's going to feel so good for me like this." "You want it to feel good for me, don't you?" Words are beyond her now. All she has is little noises. Noises that feed my lust like oxygen to a fire, making it grow in intensity. I nudge the head of my cock against the tight ring of her ass, teasing her with it, pushing against her just enough to make her think I'm going to put it in, and then waiting, poised and hard. At first she is still, but then when I withdraw a little, I can see her arching her back, trying to push her ass up to meet me. Rinse and repeat. I do it again and again, each time pushing a little bit harder, invading her a tiny bit more, but not enough. Not enough for either of us, but certainly not enough for her. I know, because there it is again, that deep, throaty growl of utter frustration. Music to my ears, and other more bass responses in my groin. So tempting to just play like this all afternoon, I muse, to no one in particular. Those words seem to trigger something in her brain, and the words, hot, greedy, desperate words, start to spill from her mouth again. This time they are peppered with nasty little morsels of filth. Whore, slut, fucktoy, cunt and bitch mingle in among the pleases and moans, spat out in an angry, hot rant. I laugh as I push my cock up against her hole. Her words are just perfect to me. They continue to spill from her dirty little mouth as I ease myself inside her tightness. But this time I carry on past that stubborn little ring of muscle, right into her. Lowering myself down across her back, I wrap one hand around her neck, twisting her head to one side, so my lips are right beside her ear. So sweet, fucking you like this. Knowing your little clit is aching for me for anything, really. Anyone would do, eh? Anyone's fingers. Pushing underneath you, and finding that throbbing little piece of flesh would do. Even the weird man from the club who you hate watching you would be welcome now, wouldn't he, slut? Can you imagine it? His cold hands, I bet they are cold, against the heat of your skin, running up your thigh, delving into the folds of your cunt. Would you open wider, inviting him in? Is my cock in your arse not enough? You want his fingers too. She answers me, but not with words, just those noises of sheer utter desperation, and in the corner of her eye I can see a tear gathering, shimmering in the light, poised, ready to tumble down her nose. Rocking my hips slowly back and forth, I fuck my cock in and out of her, short, deep little movements that make the tight ring of her ass rub in a delicious way around the base of my cock. She is so lost in all the words and sensations, though, that I don't think she notices the slow progress of my hand, finding its way beneath her, seeking out her clit. But you still can't come, can you? Even with my cock in your ass and his fingers in your cunt, you still can't quite make it, can you? Poor, pathetic little cum-starved wench. What would you do for his fingers on your clit, rubbing and tugging on it? Harsh little stabs of his fingers in your most private of places. Would you beg him, that odious little man who makes your skin crawl? Would you? And she does. Her reward is instant. My fingers finally give her what she needs. It only takes a few strokes of her clit before her body snatches up the gift it has been given and consumes her with its powerful throbbing contractions that pulse through her cunt and arse. The feel of her coming beneath me, on me, massaging my cock as she does, triggers my own release, and as I empty my balls inside her, the tears that have been dancing around her eyelids finally start to run in beautiful little rivulets down her face. Perfect, I purr into her ear. If you liked this, you can find more of Molly's amazing work at mollysdailykiss.com, or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.